These days, when James needs a pick-me-up, he pours himself a strong cup of coffee. But turn back the hands of time and hear the tale of a different man.
It had complete control of me. Complete control of me. It was my life. It took over everything. My life revolved around the alcohol.
Booze had such a strong hold on his life that 4 trips to rehab and 6 detoxes couldn't loosen its grip.
One night I was laying there. It was in the middle of the night. I had run out of alcohol. I was getting pretty sick, getting the shakes. I turned on the TV and there wasn't anything on, you know. So I hit play on the VCR and 700 Club came on. Now, where that came from, I have no idea because I didn't tape it. I didn't go to church and I didn't care to hear about church or anything else.
James watched the entire program, and at the end, he did something he had never done before.
I prayed at the end with, it was Gordon. And then I realized that while I was watching that, I wasn't feeling as bad. It took my mind off how I felt. And so later that night, I rewound it, played it again, watched it again. Started praying every morning, and then the next thing that happened was I started drinking less. And I was going longer periods of time between drinks.
For the first time in his life, James saw his life changing for the better. So he kept watching the 700 Club to learn more about the God who was answering his prayers.
See, that's another thing about the 700 Club is they tell you, you know, find a church, a local church. They said, get a hold of a Bible. You can ask us for one and we'll send you one. Everything I was doing is what I learned from the 700 Club.
You see, with God's help and strength, James is now sober for the first time in over 20 years.
I have tried to stop so many times. I wanted to stop, and nothing ever worked until that night I saw the 700 Club. That was the change. That was the difference.